He has fixed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness through a man whom he has appointed, having furnished proof to all men by raising him from the dead. Now, when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some began to sneer, but others said, "We shall hear you again concerning this." So Paul went out of their midst. But some men joined him and believed, among whom also were Dionysius the Areopagite and a woman named Damaris, and others with them. Paul in the city of Athens confronts the reality of the unknown God. The unknown God. He says, "You worship, but you worship in ignorance. With all the gods that you have here, you have nothing but idols. You have nothing but false gods. The one true God is unknown to you. All your worship then is misdirected. All your worship is an expression of ignorance. All your worship is then pointless and purposeless and accomplishes absolutely nothing spiritually because you don't know the true God." They are in the dark about the true God. As I was thinking about this passage, it struck me that we live in a nation that could equally be defined in this way, full of notions about God, but the true God is unknown. We have popular theologies in America, in the Western world. We have popular gods who are, sadly to say, quite different from the true God. Though people in our nation talk about God, and though as a nation we affirm the existence of God, we're supposed to trust in Him. We place ourselves under Him in the flag salute and on our coins. We affirm His existence. But He is largely unknown to us. We worship an unknown God. In fact, like the Greeks, we have placed an idol in the place of the true God, and we ignorantly worship Him. I suppose the question can be asked, has God created man and revealed Himself, or has man created God and revealed himself? I think the latter would be pretty much true of the popular God of our country and even of the so-called church. God has become a kind of projection of our own minds, of our own will, of our own tolerances. We have designed a God that is comfortable for us. We have violated Psalm 50:21, which says, "You thought that I was altogether like you,